Hello, everybody, and welcome to another installment of the Zelda Universe podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Connor, and I am happy to introduce you to our Halloween edition of the podcast. Joining with me this time around, we have our lovely Zara. I said it wrong immediately. We gotta start over.
Oh, no, don't start over. I love it. It's great that you got it wrong.
You sure?
It's so good. Yeah, totally.
Okay. Then maybe you should introduce yourself so I stop screwing it up.
Beautiful. Yeah, no, totally. Okay, it's fine. Totally, I forgive you. So my name is Zara Matthews. I'm a columnist at ZeldaUniverse.net. You can read some of my work on the website. And I'm fairly new to the podcast team. I'm super excited to be here.
We're very happy to have you here. Well, this is coming out in just a few days before Halloween, and so we wanted to make things a little bit more fitting for the season. And so our theme for this podcast episode is going to be focusing around the monsters of The Legend of Zelda. I don't know how often any of you spend time just admiring or maybe you're just too busy stabbing all of them to worry about it. You admire the monsters?
Room. I do. I don't have much time to. I usually find myself running away, especially in Tears of the Kingdom. I'm severely underpowered and just like basically fodder at this point. So a lot of fear.
That is one of the...
admiration and fear.
The biggest risk for Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom with the full open world is, oh, I should not be here right now. I am dead.
Mm-hmm. And then it's sometimes too late. You have nowhere to go.
You can teleport.
That's true.
There's always teleporting.
I feel like a coward when I do that. See? That's my issue.
That's okay. I forget it exists too. Nearly every single time. Mm-hmm. It's just dead.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, with hero mode, the map that you can get in Breath of the Wild in the DLC, you can basically see everywhere that you've warped. And everywhere that you've died, obviously. And I just find that annoying, because when you rewatch it back, it's like... it's annoying.
That one
so I'm
spot.
Like, I'm just not going to warp anymore. I don't know. I'm weird like that.
It's a little bit better in most of the earlier games, because you don't run that risk. Most everything is at relatively the same difficulty, and you're rarely put in a situation where you aren't prepared in some way or another to deal
right
what is being dealt to you.
There's a level of predictability.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any?
I wonder.
Do you have any monsters that you enjoy in particular?
That's a tough one. I really love Wind Waker. So pretty much any monster from Wind Waker, I'm pretty much a huge fan of. That's tough. I really like the mini blends.
I hate them. I'm sorry. I hate the mini blends.
The little ones? I hate them.
Oh my gosh.
They're terrible.
It's a full mob. They always come charging at you. And they come from all random directions.
Random.
And the noise.
You hear them.
The noise.
You hear
them. Ding, 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 ding.
They're like these little devils.
Literally.
Yeah. And it's like nothing. And then you turn around and they're just all there. Like, where do they come from?
They come from everywhere.
They just materialize out of thin air. And they're really easy. Like, they're no threat. It's just like, they're just there to like.
The most satisfying thing about those guys is when you have the hammer and you smush them.
The hammer.
Yes.
The skull hammer.
The skull hammer. If you smush any of the mini blends, it's great.
I've never done that. I'll admit, I've never done that. That's kind of hard because, like, it takes a second. Like, there's too much delay, so I I don't use it typically. So, yeah.
I recommend doing it. You either go back full away. Baseball bat and it flies, or you smash them.
Oh, yes, because you can, like, swing. That's right. That's right.
Or you literally smush them and they get smushed. It's great.
The sound
they make is wonderful as well.
Oh, I bet.
People
there's not too many enemies you can kill with hammer quite easily. They're too fast.
People who watch my streams will know I can't. There are two monsters that I can't stand. I hate them.
Oh yeah.
Octorox, particularly Breath of the Wild.
Oh yes.
Tears of the Kingdom. Octorox.
Oh my god, Octorox and Breath of the Wild are psychopaths.
The definition of annoying. And
like, their aim is too good. Like, It doesn't matter where you go. It's insanely, like, what? I'm all the way across the river? There's a river between us?
You have range, man.
That's insane.
And then, okay, like, so likes. I can't stand like likes.
Which ones?
Yes. All of them. Eating my shields. They have the weirdest hitboxes. Mm-hmm. It's just, how did you get and they're just gross. Ugh.
I remember avoiding them a lot in, like, Majora's Mask. I don't think I ever fought any. Like, I think I just ran away or avoided them. Yeah, but I think I've definitely been swallowed a few times.
In even earlier games, Links to the Past, Link's Awakening. It's...
I'm less familiar with those, but yeah.
They because of the nature of the older technology, it's really easy to accidentally end up in one, and you can't necessarily avoid them because you have to get rid of them to open the door. And so it's really easy to end up losing your shield, and it sucks. You don't get them back if you kill them fast enough. They're just, your shield's gone. The end.
Go buy a new one. One thing that I struggle with a lot with 2D Zelda is the fact that I have to defend myself in four different directions, if that makes sense.
Four?
So it's like you're more vulnerable.
Oh, up, down, like, left, right. Okay.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Yes. Up, down, left, right. So it's like, you know, bird's eye view, you're looking down. And so you have to defend yourself. And it's just too much. You're too vulnerable. And so I just get pummeled a lot. It's my biggest frustration, honestly, with 2D Zelda.
Why can I only stab Zelda, in like, one direction?
You can only stab in one direction. And in some cases, you can spin, right? But yeah, and like, if you look at a 3D Zelda, it's like you're kind of just face forward. I'm okay. Unless the mini-blends come, and then in which case, I'm not okay. That's my take, anyway.
I'm surprised they don't implement more mobs.
Mobs of what?
Well, it's just mobs of enemies. Like, you got things like the mini-blends. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you'll end up with, like, choo-choos in Wind Waker doing it, where a whole bunch of them just start charging on you.
They're slow. I mean, when there's a bunch, there's usually, like, half a dozen, and it's not usually that many,
I have been overwhelmed a time or two. But you don't really get that a whole lot.
They occasionally drop down. Yeah.
Yeah.
And ambush you a little bit.
And I'm just thinking, like, in other games, like, there's a couple of spots in Ocarina of Time where you end up with a whole bunch of things that you're trying to defend against yourself at once. I'm surprised they don't do that more. What about some of the bigger baddies? Yeah. How would you feel trying to deal with one of those?
I don't know. I wouldn't. I'd die. I can't even kill a spider in my room without dropping a hardcover book on it to squish it. So, nice. I don't know.
Well, if it makes you feel better, there's been a couple of bosses that are just big spiders.
I know, and that's what I just thought of. I was like, maybe I could handle Goma. Maybe. I mean, it seems pretty vulnerable to, like, a slingshot. I could use a slingshot. I could probably do that.
Well, we have a couple of brave souls who are interested in answering that very question.
Yes.
So let's see.
I'm excited to hear.
Let's see what Jason and Zach have to say on this matter.
Hi, my name is Jason.
And I'm Zach.
And we're here with you guys on this lovely day to talk about Zelda and bosses that we think we could defeat in real life. How you doing today, Zach?
Oh, living the dream.
Hey, all right.
Good temperature outside, so of course I stayed inside.
Oh,
figuring out which boss I could beat in a fight.
Yep.
You know?
Same.
It's the age-old question, you know? Who could you win? You're sitting there, you're playing this game when you're a kid.
Yep.
Everybody's thought this, you know? Like, I could do that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not that hard. Just like watching the Olympics, you know? Like, oh, guy does a backflip. I can do that.
Yep. Oh, he ran a 10 flat. I can do that. It's like,
that's it's actually funny that you mentioned that, because we were at a football game, my wife and I, and she goes, you know, that doesn't seem like that far from end to end. And she's like, that's 100 yards. I'm like, I can do that in like 10 seconds. Which apparently I can't. So,
yeah.
Because I looked up records and I cannot do that. But yeah, so I think in a video game world, it would be a lot easier for us to do these feats. Mm-hmm. So do we want to set some like ground rules for how we decide this? So like we have the same abilities as Link, or is it us just moderately competent?
Now that's the part that I was I was thinking about. So one thing I know for a fact is we have all the items necessarily provided.
Right.
So that being said, I guess if you want to go off of our natural like abilities or physique or whatever, like saying like, okay, we're just in regular shape, or do we want to be like in Zelda world shape? That'd be the deciding factor. Hmm. So if we're like as competent as Link and has the same weapons,
I mean, then it would be like the same.
Yeah.
You know, like so we could beat all of them then.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I guess like, I don't know, let's bump us up 10%. How about that?
All right. So okay, I can do with that. All right.
Yeah, we could do like a 10% skill bump, and I think that would be doable.
Okay. Do you want me to start or would you like to go first?
I'd like to hear your first one. How many do you have?
A few. I hope we can just get most of them out. Oh yeah, I have a couple. I'll start.
I've got like three or four. Simplest. So you go for it. You start.
Okay. All right. So my first one, wahaha. Actually, the easiest one for me would probably be a Dodongo. The Dodongo from either Link to the Past. Oh, not Link to the Past. I'm sorry. The first Zelda or the Dodongo from Ocarina of Time. I guess we can start with the Dodongo from Ocarina of Time. I definitely could beat him. I could beat him.
Okay. I couldn't.
Yeah, for real?
Like, I get too warm, like, way too easily. Oh. So, like, honestly, the Gorons would be like, hey, can you go do this? And I'd be like, no, I'm good. I'll help, but, like, out here where it's a little cooler, because I can't handle that.
Yeah.
And then there's lava in the middle, and he's really big.
Yeah, he is.
That's the other thing. The little Dodongos, I think I could do. The ones from Zelda 1. I think I could get those, because, like, they look about the same height as Link on screen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, okay. I'm assuming he's 6'2". We'll say that's a normal, you know, Link size. And then there's me. I would be like, well, we're doing 10% more. So like, I'd be about that size as well. Like, I could just drop a bomb in front of the guy. Like, I know how to feed a cat. Like, I can drop treats in front of it. It's the same thing.
Exactly.
But what would be your strategy? I guess.
So because he moves slow and he really has one of the biggest tells in any of the Zelda games, you know, and I ain't gonna lie, I thought about the heat too, but if all items are provided, I would have the, you know, tunic that would kind of, you know, protect me from that. So I'm not really worried about it. I would just drop down, wait till he opens his mouth and starts to suck everything in, throw a bomb. And honestly, you know, Link, I love you, but I can throw a bomb better with one hand than I can too. So I would just chuck that thing and I'd go hide in the corner. Because as big as he is, he can't hit that corner. But if you remember, that was one of the problems that you had when you were in that game, because the way they made Link, he was so bulky, he couldn't do anything but bend over. I would just get in the corner with the shield in front of me. You know how like he kneels when he's older, when he's an adult Link, and he kneels with the shield? I would do that in the corner just to make sure nothing happens and just let him roll right by me. And then when you know he'd stop, turn around, throw the bomb in his mouth, and get the slicing. Easy.
Yeah. There we go.
Or easier.
I can see that.
You know,
easier,
so,
right.
Yeah.
It's still kind of scary.
It is. Oh, it definitely. Any of these bosses would definitely be pretty creepy.
Well, I have a counter to that with my first choice here.
Ooh, I like to hear this.
I would easily take down the big green choo-choo from Minish Cap.
Nice. Oh, I think everybody thinks easy that peasy. One. Yep, yep.
You know, like, not the blue one.
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
right. the green one specifically.
Exactly.
Because I'm going to assume in this fight that I am normal size and not baby Link.
Yeah.
And I'll just step on him and
exactly.
I'm done.
Exactly. Exactly.
Easy peasy. And oh, to be honest, with how cute they are, like definitely not that scary.
No,
I will say not that scary on that one. But I think that would be the one that I feel most confident about beating that one. Like, I think I'm going mine from like number one confidence to like probably.
Oh,
but
okay.
That definitely like number one, easy. Easiest thing in the world.
Yeah.
that wouldn't be a problem at all for me. But yeah, I guess that's all I got on that one. So
that's actually a pretty good choice.
Yeah. You know, and people sleep on Majora's Mask. And it's like, well, it's got the most bosses I probably could beat in it. So like, that's a plus.
Exactly, know? Exactly.
If I get dropped in the world of Majora's Mask, like, not Majora's Mask, that would be worse. That would be terrible.
Yeah.
I'm at Minish Cap. I would be at least 50% able to beat two bosses. in that game. Yeah. So, all right, who's your next one?
All right, so if we're thinking outside of the box like that, I will skip from the one I said I was going to do and go to this other one. I could beat Facade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's just opening holes in the ground.
Not even that. If we're thinking outside the box like how you did, which I love, by the way, give me bombs. I'd put more than one bomb on the floor.
Duh. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that was like the biggest weakness on that one. Like, you know, you just only put the one bomb. I'd throw like two or three, spread them out, and let them deal with it.
Yeah.
And if he came to me, like, provided we could use other skills in other games too, not just the weapons, I would just down thrust the crap out of him.
Right.
Well, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Make him choose where he wants to go. Or like, okay, well, you know, if you want to go around the room like that, I'll scatter the bombs over there. And then, I mean, you come to me, just catch a down thrust sword in your mouth and pretty much, you know, be a done deal after that.
You know, I'm going to actually just real quick. I think I'm just going to invalidate every Link's Awakening boss right now. Spoilers here.
Yes.
You know how I would beat the bosses in Link's Awakening? Wake up.
Oh, wake up. Yeah.
Wake up. Like, done.
Elimination. Easy. Yeah.
Yep. All right. You don't even exist. Game down, I'm awake, you know? Now.
Yep.
Or do they exist? Who knows? But no. It's like, yeah, yeah. Right. Done. Taken care of. Later.
You're out of here.
I think that's if we're playing within the constraints of the game, you know, like, mm-hmm. I have to be asleep. I think Facade would probably be the best one there. Because you're right. Like, the down, like, just poke him in the eye with your sword a bit and you're good. You know,
yeah,
and also laying multiple bombs at once, obviously. Like,
yeah,
I understand limitations in video games. Like, you have to do that either out of game, like, necessity to make the game or to like make it more difficult. But like, I don't know, man. I feel like that would be a pretty easy solution. Just like drop them down a little bit, you're good to go.
Exactly. I mean, that's the crazy part about a lot of these Zelda games is they're all great in their own right. But if one Link could fight the way he fought in another Zelda, it probably would be that whatever they had to deal with would be less of a threat. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if Hyrule Warriors Link was in, like, you know, Link to the Past, like, who would ever...
Fierce Deity would ever comes have, down like, you know what I mean? And just starts, you know what I mean? Destroying everything.
Like, who would stand a chance? You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. That's why I kind of like the idea of them all being separate Links just in general as well. So they all have like different abilities. So you don't have to write yourself out like a...
too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So for my next one, I'm going with Blind from A Link to the Past. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because and the only reason I think I could beat Blind is because you only have to hit him like three times. And it doesn't matter like what level of sword you have. You can just whack him a couple of times and you're good to go. So I think I could handle that if I was given like a stick of some sort and I just got to whack his head off every once in a while. And I think, especially because then you're moving into a 3D environment instead of a 2D environment, like in A Link to the Past.
Yeah.
If you're moving in a 3D environment, I'd be like, oh, okay, I can easily dodge these heads and fireballs, you know, because I have more dimensions to work with. So...
But then again, I thought about how scary that would be in a 3D environment, because remember those heads that come off spin around and shoot out projectiles.
So in
a 3D environment, you got to look behind you now. Like, hold on.
That is true. That is true. And also just I'm looking at the wiki, and the artwork of Blind is pretty scary.
Awesome, right?
It's pretty scary.
I remember that. Yeah.
He's a spooky guy, but I think...
He really is.
I think I could do it. I think I could do that, mainly just because the concept of it is so easy that I think anybody could do it. Like, I could send my six-year-old daughter and be like, all right, hit that guy three times. You're good.
Three times. Yeah. That's actually pretty neat.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be my second most likely to beat Zelda boss.
All right, so my next one would be Goma, but specifically the parasitic one from Ocarina of Time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She's easy. She's easy. The queen.
Right.
She's easy.
Yeah.
Because literally all you have to do is just throw the Dekunuts on the ground. She falls to the ground, and you just go in. And then every time she gets back up, just throw another nut down and just continue to do that. You don't even really need the slingshot. You know, I would just stun lock the crap out of her. I really would.
Okay, so I think I'm learning something right now. You don't need to use the slingshot to get her down.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Yeah,
you
no.
don't. No, oh you don't. God.
See, because I was thinking that, and I'm like, oh, but I can't aim. Like, there's no way I could get her down. Well, so it's just like she could just stay up there and I'll starve to death. But, you know.
That's the thing, too,
knowing
though,
that.
The thing, too, though, right? So if we get everything we get, then we have Navi, and Navi just, hey, shoot over here. Okay, now all of a sudden our aim is perfect. So we'd still be fine. You know, it'd be different. Like, I'd argue that being the same as, like, a difficulty, like you said, of aiming, if it was, like, you know, like Twilight or something else where it's, like, you don't really, you know, you're locked on, but you're not, like, he's not locked on. Whereas with the Ocarina series, Ocarina of Majora, Navi and Tattle are, you know, hey, over here. And you're just aiming toward them. Like, your aim is automatic. Like, if you notice, that Link's aim is so assisted because of them.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? So, I think our aim would actually be that good because we have them. Now, like you said, if I said, like, if it was, like, Twilight or Wind Waker, there's a lock on reticle. But in the game, or, like, if he's in the world, he probably doesn't see that. So, we probably would have game.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay. With those caveats, I would agree. Yes. Now, if it was me, I mean, I guess I have Deku Nuts now. So, like, yeah, I can do that then. That's easy. Easy peasy. But if I had to use the slingshot, would not work. Could not do that. But
yeah, I hear you.
That's a good one. That's thinking outside a little bit. I like that.
Trying to think a little bit outside as best I can, you know?
Yeah. So, my next one that I'm, like, 100% sure I could beat is the Anglerfish from Link's Awakening.
Nice. The Anglerfish. That's actually because a tough one.
The anglerfish?
Yeah, because don't you have to be underwater fighting that thing?
Well, yeah, but you have the flippers, which apparently let you breathe underwater too, I guess. But
oh, yeah, that's right. See, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I'm not the best with water, so you definitely got me beat there. I can swim decently enough, but if it was anything else in the water, I don't really trust myself.
Well, and what's so great about the anglerfish is that it literally does nothing. It just sits there and lets you swipe at it.
Yeah,
so like,
it does, you're right.
If you just wait, I guess, like, you don't even have to. That's the thing. You probably don't even have to dive that far down. You can just wait for it to come up to you, try to attack you, which it won't, famously. And then you just start swiping at it. Good to go. Exactly. Easy peasy. Get it out of here. Alternative, just wake up.
Yep.
There's the other way.
But, oh, God.
Yeah, that one.
You can just wake up.
It's watch this. I'm just pinching yourself trying to wake up.
Exactly.
So that's my last one that I think 100% I could beat. From here on out, it's kind of like,
yeah, we got to do another one of these so we can add more if the people want it. But I do have one last one, and it's kind of like, it's a cheesy one. So please don't get mad at me, guys. But you know, all's fair in Zelda, boss love and hate. And at the end of the day, some people might not agree with me because this boss comes from one of the hardest Zeldas, Zelda 2. But he's one of the easiest things to beat in that game, and that's the wizard or wizard robe boss.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. All you got to do is sit in the corner in the back of the room.
No, that's Dark Link. That's Dark Link.
No, wizard robe.
Wait, what?
Remember, you can't beat him if you don't have Reflect. So
you have to cast
Reflect, and literally you could just sit in the corner and just block, and he just kills himself, throwing everything at you. He just does not figure it out. So I'd either cast Reflect, sit in the corner, let him go to work and probably eat a sandwich while, you know, he's doing it. Or, you know, if I didn't have Reflect, I'd get the mirror shield, sit in the corner and back and just let him, you know, go to work. Because remember, those shields are pretty big. You know, if you kneel behind them right, you know, you're good to go.
That's true.
And I would just let him go to work. He'd kill himself before I'd even get a chance to do anything, you know.
Yeah,
because he just does not figure it out. The whole time he's just teleporting around, throwing them.
Come
you know,
on,
those
man.
Beams. Yeah, like, come on,
what
man,
are you doing?
Dead. You know what I mean? I'll just sit in the corner, just eating a Snickers bar, you know, just reflecting everything right back at him. And then, you're done? Okay, we're good here.
Well, because you could, I mean, you could do the same thing with Dark Link, too. You could sit in the corner, stab his knees, you know?
I think so, too, with him. But he's more of a, like, I feel like that's more of a challenge because Dark Link, you remember, in any incarnation of him is almost like, yeah, he's easier in that game, but that fight can be just as hard if it needs to be. Because if you stand up, that fight's a whole different fight.
here's my counterpoint to that. It's my shadow.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Like it's gonna be a lot easier. Let me tell you. I take that back. The one with 100% certainty I can beat is Dark Link in any game. Well, it'd be Dark Zack, I guess, in this case.
Dark Zack.
Nice. Because like I could just annihilate that guy. Now, before because we're running short on time, I do want to share one thing with you in the chat here. The whole reason that I wanted to do this segment was and especially I love it because it was two guys who did it. Because I sent you an article from YouGov.com.
Okay.
And if you scroll down to the bottom of it, there's a chart, and it is what animal could you beat in a fight compared to women? Nice. Men feel most able to take on medium-sized dogs and geese. Wow. And this chart is crazy, okay? Uh-huh. So like it has everything from like a rat, obviously anybody could beat a rat. But then they go up to like grizzly bear and elephant, and it's bananas to me that anybody thinks they could win in a physical fight against a gorilla.
Yeah, but not me. Definitely not me.
9% of men believe they could. And it just reminded me so much of that. Like when I saw that topic, I'm like, oh man, this is perfect. Like this is exactly what that is. So
I think
looking at the list here, I could probably beat a grizzly bear. Like, I don't think that would be a problem.
I'm looking at the list and I'm like, I don't know. But one thing I know for sure is the gorilla thing is definitely no. You're not winning that because at the end of the day, everybody forgets, right? The smallest of these creatures, let's say like a monkey, an orangutan, anything like that. Those things, you know, even just a regular chimp or a monkey like that, they are so strong themselves. You know, they can just scratch the roof of your mouth until you die. Like they're that dumb strong. And you think you're going to beat the strongest of them? Like, I'm not that brave. Like, a gorilla,
gorilla
would end you in, like, one hit to the chest. And this is probably the guy that's in the most, you know, best shape of his life, looking like The Rock. Even The Rock would probably get, you know, chest checked easily by a gorilla. So, nope.
I've seen King Kong. I know how this goes. I saw him rip that dinosaur's mouth open. So, I guess our question to all of you out there, who do you think could you fight and win in Zelda or in real life, I guess. Not who, what animal, I guess. Yeah. Let's not say who do you think you could beat up in a fight. But it's kind of a fun thought experiment.
It is fun.
I had a great time.
We should definitely do a part two of this. Yeah.
Yes. If the people want it.
If the people want it, definitely. But we'll call it here. And you know, Zack, thanks for coming, man. And I'm glad I was able to be here. And
absolutely,
we'll definitely do this again.
Absolutely, this is a lot of fun. So, thanks so much, everybody.
Have a good day.
Let
us know what you think. You know, who you think in the Zelda universe you could take on easily, boss wise, or even just regular enemy. And we'll talk more about it another time. Take it easy.
Goodbye.
I do not think we ever truly appreciate the sheer amount of terror that Link has to face in every single game. Like, it's insane. The crazy things that Link has to deal with and the
superhuman
feats of everything. And there's a reason why he has the Triforce of Courage, because facing down any of these creatures... it's just...
Absolutely.
I
think Zack ruined Link's Awakening for me, so thanks. But I think I read something like in some article online about Link's Awakening being a dream, and I wasn't sure if it was like true or not.
There is a whole conversation regarding Link's Awakening and how effectively it pulls off the "it was all a dream" scenario,
right?
Which is a cardinal sin, honestly, of storytelling. But the way that they pull it off, to say just wake up, first off, you need to A, know that you are sleeping.
Exactly.
B, know how to wake up. Mm. Because of all the damage you take in Link's Awakening, if getting stabbed and clawed and exploded isn't going to wake you up, what makes you think slapping yourself in the face is going to do it? I'm very glad, though.
Yes.
I'm very glad that they finally got to the anglerfish because it is the dumbest boss in the whole game. You can be in and out of there in less time than an average person could hold their breath. Like, you don't even need the oxygen giving abilities of the flippers. You just jump in, stab the thing about 6 times, and then you're done.
Yeah. There's a lot of bosses like that, or like past games I've played, where it's just like, you know, as fast as you can, slash away, and you're good. Mm-hmm. There's always a few. Mm-hmm. What did you think of their other responses? Seems like the two of them, I don't know, seemed intent on, like, hiding away or else.
I mean, if it works, that's the thing.
Yeah, just, like, dispensing with it. Whatever works, right? I'm not saying, I'm not judging. I'm just cowardly.
My original thought with this... With this question was, you have the same items, and in my mind, I was also thinking of the same general proficiencies. So not necessarily link levels of ability, but okay, I'm supposed to beat this thing with a bow and arrow. I am good enough to effectively use a bow and arrow. Yes. So Dodongo...
So basically natural abilities.
Exactly. Yeah. So Dodongo, I full agreement. If all you're doing is chucking bombs in an open mouth, yeah. Pretty simple, straight to the point. Green Choo Choo, I feel like they kind of copped out, saying, oh, I'll just be regular size. You don't get to be regular size, otherwise it's not a boss. I think...
I was thinking of the Giant's Mask for a second there. I was like, hmm.
Interestingly enough...
Everything's to scale if you wear the Giant's Mask.
Interestingly enough, I think I could take out Twin Mold. Giant's Mask, yeah, Twin Mold, you're just kind of slashing at him. They're not really attacking you.
Yeah, and just avoiding. It's just coming in and out of the sand, right? Yeah. From what I remember.
I'm more concerned about opponents that move fast. I worry about...
Exactly.
A human's natural extra
time. I was momentarily confused because I thought that the Dongo... I confused it with Lizalfos, like, momentarily. I was like, oh, like the lizard thing?
That's a lizard
thing. I got them confused. So... Well, they're both lizards. So the Dodongo is like the slower dinosaur version, though, right? Yeah. It's like...
Yeah, Dodongo's the big fire breathing.
He's fire, but
he's slow. Yeah, he's slow. So I was surprised when he pulled out blind. It's like, oh, you just stab it 3 times. It's like, no, you stab it 3 mm-hmm. times. A head pops off. Then it starts shooting lasers. Meanwhile, blind is shooting lasers. Meanwhile, the heads are shooting fireballs in random directions. Like, that's a lot of dodging you're doing. I don't know how effectively I could be doing that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm very glad that they brought up the Wizrobe, or apparently in Adventure of Link, its official name is a Karok, Carock. Which is kind of interesting. I've always just called it a Wizrobe.
Okay.
And yeah, that makes a lot more sense in this kind of context.
It was the OG Wizrobe? Was it like the first one? Like,
technically the second. So in that dungeon, there was a whole bunch of random ones that were just popping up all over the place, and then the final boss was the big one.
I loved their animations, yeah.
Yeah. And that strategy, the whole bouncing thing, that makes sense. I'll push back a little bit on Shadow Link. I feel like that was more of a unintended glitch as opposed to the official strategy you were supposed to use. But I don't know. Shadow Person...
Well, it mirrors you, correct?
Yeah. Well, Shadow Link in Adventure of Link is a lot more aggressive than the one in Ocarina of Time. But I think in either case, you are working with someone who has your exact abilities, your exact skill. And so no matter, it's like, oh yeah, I could beat myself. It's like, can you beat yourself? We're talking you versus you. It should be quote unquote equal. The only reason that you can win is because you are utilizing
different stuff.
Zach thinks
he can defeat Dark Zach. Which is really funny.
Why?
He knows his own weaknesses. That's what he was saying, yeah. It's like, it's me, and I know how to defeat me.
How do I kill me?
Which is a weird statement, right?
No, I'm not going there.
But I will add something that he did say in the beginning, that, like, you know, having a natural abilities and physique in the real world, but, like, a skill bump of 10%.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't really make sense to me because, I mean, Link could literally fall off a cliff and not die. So I feel like it's not a natural ability, like... comparable to like what you and I would be in the real world. I don't know if that's what he was saying.
I mean,
like, it seems like Link, I wouldn't say invincible. Like, he's not, you know, but like to a point where.
I mean, that's where we get to the.
What I thought of.
That's where we get to the limitations of gameplay. I mean, there's a certain amount that you kind of have to give us in terms of survivability because this is a game. And so there's only so much that you can add on or make difficulties. Mm-hmm. If they made literally everything a, oh, yeah, this thing will one shot kill you dead, it's That's extreme.
It wouldn't be feasible, yeah.
Exactly. Some other ones that I thought of potential winners of things that could take out. We mentioned the anglerfish. Yep. Morphile from Twilight Princess is pretty harmless as far as bosses go. The underwater one from the water temple, big old eel. Because you're really just
Twilight Princess, or you're talking Ocarina of Time. I'm confused.
I'm talking Twilight Princess. So the water temple in Twilight Princess.
Oh, like the snake thing?
Yeah.
The giant eel?
Yes. Though I will say, since you brought it up, Morpha itself also.
Oh,
is
God, definitely... I hated that a lot. Oh my God, Connor, that's awful. Because Link is so slow when he swims, you have to there's so much swimming. just to get where you need to be.
Fair enough.
No.
The imprisoned.
I personally found it a little frustrating.
The first form of the imprisoned in Skyward Sword.
I barely remember it.
Is really easy.
Oh, yeah, you just tip it over.
Yeah, you stab the toes, you stab the stake, you're done.
There's
nothing fancy about it, and it's slow. Most importantly, it's slow.
A very important factor we have to take into account is speed.
I'm surprised nobody brought up any energy tennis. Aghanim,
what now?
Phantom Ganon, the Cubist Sisters from Phantom Hourglass, anyone where you're just bouncing energy balls back and forth.
Yeah, when you're playing a game of tennis.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
I refer to it as energy tennis.
Yeah, but then if you mess up, no good for you.
Well, you are fighting a massive ball of evil thing out to kill you, so I mean... False move with any of these things, and you're kind of dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hard to say, really.
Well, let's turn our attention to some of the other monsters in the Zelda universe, and let's look a little bit about what it would mean, what it would take to deal with them in the real world.
Hello, my name is Shona.
And I'm Dave.
And we are here today to talk about monsters.
Woohoo! Yeah, it's the month of Halloween, and monsters are always scary looking out for everyone, all the little kids to trick while they're trying to get treats, so seems very appropriate this month.
Yeah, absolutely. And on that topic, we will be talking about Zelda monsters, because this is a Zelda podcast, but we're not going to talk about the monsters in Zelda games. Instead, I'd like to spend some time imagining what if there were Zelda monsters in the real world.
Ooh.
So, since you sound a little bit spooked out there, Dave, which monsters do you think would be the most terrifying if they were real?
And to clarify, we're not going to talk about bosses. I think all the bosses would be pretty scary, except maybe the ones in Minish Cap where they're just giant enemies and you're a little small trying to do that.
Yeah, like the giant Choo-Choo and the Octorok, but they're actually just normal Choo-Choos.
Yeah, they don't count, but we'll just talk about the ordinary monsters. So
do you think if a monster is scary in the game, that means it's also going to be scary in real life?
I think that's the case. As I was thinking about this, the first thing, and it's very recent, that came to mind was Lynels.
Ooh.
I don't think I'd want to encounter a Lynel in the real world, just because they're very aggressive, they're smart, and they'd probably get me.
Oh, yeah, they're so territorial.
Yeah.
So if you were, traveling between cities and you had to, cross through, the Lynels' territory, it's going to come for you.
Yeah, I mean, the only benefit to Lynels is, they tend to not live anywhere near people. But at the same point, if you're just out walking in the forest or the woods and you came across one, I'd be running the other way.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, sometimes you don't even realize they've seen you, and then all of a sudden there's electric arrows raining down on you.
Oh, yeah. The ranged attacks are really bad. And so, yeah, definitely not.
Yep. All right. So definitely wouldn't want to encounter Lynels. Pretty scary.
Shona, how about you? What tops your list?
Well, I was thinking about some of the undead enemies. So one of my most terrifying enemies are re-deads, especially like the Ocarina of Time variety.
Yes, Ocarina of Time, I think, is still one of the scariest versions of them, just because they don't look very nice.
Oh, they're basically zombies, you know, they're corpses, which would just be terrifying. And then the fact that, you know, they scream, they paralyze you, they suck the life out of you. Like,
they jump on you and
yeah, those special hugs.
Yes.
But yeah, you are not in for a good time if you meet one of those.
Yeah, I guess that probably also counts all the Gibdos, and there's probably like two or three varieties I'm even forgetting about those.
Yeah, yep. And then also, what about the skeletal enemies, right? Like Stealthos.
Yeah, Stealthos, I think, especially like for me, it was the Breath of the Wild Stealthos, where you knock them down and they're just like, okay, I can just pull all my limbs together and come back from the dead. It's like, oh, how do I kill you now?
Well, the interesting thing, though, is that most of the skeleton enemies, like, throughout the Zelda franchise have been pretty weak. Like, and even Stealthos, like, yeah, there's been some tougher versions, but most of them tend to be a pretty average enemy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, if they were real, I almost feel like, would I almost laugh at them? Like, you know, especially when they, like, you hit... they get knock their heads off and then they're like grasping around looking for their head, because you know you can just take it out in like one hit. So
look, it's true, but at the same point, I think the first time I would see them in real life, I'd just be like, that walking skeleton, no, I'm not on for that.
Yeah.
So the Ocarina ones are probably a little bit more dangerous.
Those ones are pretty tough. But I'm going to actually bring up a really obscure one, because I know you've played Adventure of Link.
Yes.
Do you remember when you try to cross a bridge and there's those like flying fish skeletons? They're called Bago Bagos. And they fly up at you, and some of them like shoot rocks, or later in the game they shoot fireballs at you. And this is like every time you try to cross a bridge. Do you remember those?
Thanks for bringing up that repressed memory.
So just imagine they were in the real world and you're like out for a walk, or you're even driving your car and you cross any bridge and these things start flying up at you.
I mean, to be fair, I could pretty much classify almost every Zelda 2 enemy as something I don't want to see in the real world.
Oh yeah, that's very true.
That wasn't very fun. Actually, one that really it terrified me much more than it should have was the Ocarina of Time P-Hats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like P-Hats in every other game I kind of didn't care about. They're annoying, but whatever. But then the P-Hats, like in Ocarina of Time, they were monstrous little trees.
Oh, yeah. The first time I ran up to it in Hyrule Field, I'm like, oh, what's this? And it like flies out of the ground and starts chasing
me. And they're
me.
Faster than you. Like, you can run as fast as you can, and they will just like...
Yeah, and so, I mean, P-Hats are based on, like, plants, and in the original Zelda, they were described as the ghost of a flower, so ghost, all spooky. But, yeah, so imagine they were just P-Hats, like, in the forest or something.
Yeah, no, I would never go walking through the woods if they were there. Absolutely not.
Fair enough. Now, another enemy that I really hate, and I don't think I would like to encounter in real life, is the Wizrobe.
Wizrobes can be a little bit, they're kind of the witches of the Zelda franchise. And yeah, like it's, especially the Zelda 1 Wizrobes. Those are probably the worst ones.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. They are just, especially when there's lots of them,
But the Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom versions are pretty annoying too.
They're annoying, but they look a lot weirder. I kind of get a laugh at that. They're not, I can't take their look seriously, even though they're a little bit annoying to deal with.
Okay, fair enough. I just know I've had some bad encounters, like in water areas when they're shooting electricity at me. And...
that's true. Those are, I think for me, it's a little bit more circumstantial of how annoying they are, but I generally didn't find them too troublesome. But yeah, certain Wizrobes, definitely not very fun to deal with.
And another enemy that I think would actually be scarier than it sounds is the Wall Master.
Ooh,
if they were real, right? Yeah. Imagine, I don't know, you're in your office building or in your house and like there's a Wall Master living in there. And so we're happily, you know, sitting there watching TV one night, and then all of a sudden, like, if you don't notice the shadow appearing over you, and something grabs you and like dumps you at your front door. Like,
well, and honestly, I think there's just something a little bit creepy about disembodied limbs, really. Like, because Ocarina of Time, they had those just Wall Master or, you know, floor masters sitting in the room. And I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, no, and those weren't that great, because remember you cut them up and they turn into little hands, and then the little hands grab you and or there's the Wind Waker floor masters that like grab you and pull you down, which is like an early precursor to the Gloom Hands Tears of the Kingdom.
It's actually, I hadn't thought of them, but now they're like they're high on my list. Actually, oh, and speaking of Gloom Hands, we can't not omit the Guardians from Breath of the Wild. Those would be a little terrifying, I think, to find.
They're an interesting one because they're not really a monster. They're more a product of technology.
True.
So I wonder if they were real. I mean, yeah, if they were the evil version, then that would suck. Mm-hmm. I mean, at least you've got the little warning from the laser that they point at you before they shoot you, which I find makes them less scary than the Gloom Hands.
True.
But maybe, like, if they were real, you could get a team of experts to, like, capture them and then like hack into them and like neutralize them somehow.
There's a game idea right there.
So any other thoughts on scary real life monsters?
No, that hit my entire list.
Okay, well then I'd like to flip the conversation a little bit. Are there any Zelda monsters that you would be okay with having, or like you could live with, coexist possibly?
Okay, let's start with the simplest ones, the easiest ones. In Link to the Past, there are rats. I think I can deal with rats. Like, they exist in the real world. They're fine, the same thing. That's pretty easy. But then going up one step, keys. I think keys are fine.
Yeah, I mean, we've got bats in the real world anyway. And yeah, I mean, keys, you would just have to, like, avoid them. But I try to avoid bats in general anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, you just kind of swing a few things at them, they'll probably, like, scare themselves off. And, you know, they're not too treacherous or anything like that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they're pretty weak enemies in Zelda games. I think they'd be pretty weak in real life. I mean, they might just injure you a little bit, but they're not going to be, like, deadly.
They're not, like, bloodsuckers or anything like that.
Yep. And I guess there are a few monsters that do, you know, have parallels with, like, real-life animals such as spiders.
Yeah.
And it's funny because there are quite a few spider enemies in Zelda, but most of them are pretty weak.
Yeah.
Like, Skulltulas. I mean, they'd be scary, like, you know, you walk into the room and, like, there's a big Skulltula hanging down from your roof. I mean, it'd give you an absolute heart attack, worse than, like, a huntsman spider. But
with some people, the way that they look at spiders, they're terrified, get up on the chair. And Zelda has some big spiders.
Yeah, like, I guess I should put a disclaimer, like, we're Australian, so we're probably a bit more used to dealing with
certainly
spiders.
True. And the other one that I thought of, speaking of Australia, is ropes.
Yes, snakes.
Yeah, I mean, fine, yes, they're aggressive, but at least, you know, probably if swords are commonplace too, you could probably take care of them pretty quickly, and you know they're not that bad.
Yeah, I mean, we're in the real world. I mean, if we're in Australia, you'd get arrested if you were walking around with a sword in public.
True.
But yeah, ropes. Oh, I mean, I don't like snakes.
No.
And the ropes are pretty weak enemies, so maybe actually, even though they're more aggressive, they might be less deadly than some of the snakes we've already got here.
That's true.
But, the idea of, like, you know, when you cross its path and it, like, charges for you, it definitely, I don't know if I would want to live with that.
No. I thought, actually, going off of animals that are just kind of, or enemies based upon just animals, I thought about Helmosaurs. And that's one of those of, like, they kind of mind their own business. Yes, they charge at you, but you can just kind of step out of the way and they just kind of, like, zoom past you. I think they're a little bit more comic relief than anything else, but yeah, I could probably deal with that.
That's so true. I think there's a few enemies that, like, you know, charge at you and, like, bonk into something and, like, flip upside down and kind of, like, flail around.
Zelda does have a lot of weird comic stuff in it that you just have to kind of sit back and, like, oh, that's funny.
Yep. What about, okay, dead rocks?
Right,
if they
those
were real. They're really annoying in the game sometimes if they get into the wrong position.
Yeah.
But would they really bother us that much?
Just poke them and they freeze for a bit. They're like kind of possums or something like that in that regards.
Yep.
Yeah, those would be fine. Those would be fine. I did think another one that's possibly not the Breath of the Wild version, because those would be terrifying, but Octoroks. I can probably live with them.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about Octoroks, because we've had so many different versions of them. And I agree, like, the Breath of the Wild ones are, yeah, really, really annoying. Like, way more annoying than they should be. I'm like, why do I get hit by Octoroks so many times? They're just Octoroks.
It's like they know where you're going and aim where you're heading. It's so bad.
Yeah. But, like, your general, like, you know, early Zelda game version or something. Yeah. I reckon, yeah, they'd be a little bit of an annoyance, but they're not very strong. Mm-hmm. They kind of move around fairly randomly. And, yeah, like, if you got hit by a rock, you know, you might end up with a big bruise or something.
Yeah.
But I think I could totally live with Octoroks, to be honest.
Though this is not nature's hint to start throwing projectile-throwing enemies at us. Please don't.
No. And then what about choo-choos?
Choo-choos is... Well, I actually had written that one down. I could live with pretty much almost any... Maybe not the electric ones, but, like, all the other choo-choos I could probably deal with.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, I don't think I'd like to be electrocuted or frozen.
No.
The freezing ones would be annoying. But again, they don't do much damage, so...
They're fine.
Yeah, you could deal with those pretty easily.
And then maybe for me, like, Armos enemies. Like, they're statues. They generally kind of don't bother you until you bother them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, gargoyles or whatever. Like, they can just live on the purchase of buildings, and as long as you don't go up there, they'll just stay there forever.
Yeah, maybe they'd be, like, some kind of defense system. You know, you could put them
security.
On... Yeah! And then people, like, break in and, like, yeah, the Armos all come to life.
That would be cool.
Yeah, but, like, I know in the games, like, I would sometimes play chicken with them a bit. Like, I'd go up and, like, unfreeze one and then, you know, is it a fast one? Is it a slow one?
Oh,
is it,
yeah.
You know, that's in, like, the really old games.
Yeah, Zelda 1, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't mind those, actually.
Any more on your list?
Well, on the subject of chicken.
Oh.
What if... Cuckoos were real, right?
It would make chicken a delicacy.
It would
really
be absolutely a delicacy. You would have to work hard for your chicken dinner because it would be a challenge.
Yeah, I'd be fine with chickens, although I do also remember, like, the whole, like, wild chickens in Hawaii. Like, I don't if those potentially you could run over and then just they would just completely wreck your car. So maybe in certain spots, no, but generally I can deal with that.
Yeah, I mean, I eat a lot of chicken. Mm. So if we had cockroaches and chicken was really expensive, I probably wouldn't eat chicken and then I would be sad.
That would be sad, yes.
Yep. Well, I think that about brings us to the end of our segment. We hope you've enjoyed our discussion about, you know, just if some Zelda monsters were in the real world. We'd love to hear your thoughts, so let us know in the comments. And I'd love to hear from our hosts as well, which monsters they think would be the most terrifying if they were real, but also, like, which ones they wouldn't mind coexisting with.
Thank you for listening, and we'll check you out next time.
Yep, thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Do you think in the times where Hyrule is not, like, getting attacked and overtaken on the verge of collapse, etc., that they'll have warning signs to different parts of the country being like...
Telling people to beware?
Lionel Crossing?
No.
You don't think so?
Not advanced. Or proactive at anything, really. They don't seem to be. And they're, like, very insulated in terms of, like, communities and, like, towns and stuff. It's like everybody kind of stays within the borders of whatever town or castle town.
Well, that's because we're...
With the exception of Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom, where people are wandering.
Yeah.
And they what happens to them? They get attacked.
Well, yeah, but they're also prepared for an attack.
Oh, usually not, because Link has to save them. But
sometimes
they thank you, and sometimes they yell at you.
Well, it depends on the situation. There's only a couple of people who I have seen actively get wiped by bogoblins, and those are the two truffle hunting girls.
Them.
I do feel bad for them, but
everybody
else has the means to defend themselves.
I don't know.
I've had a couple of points in Tears of the Kingdom in particular where I barely had to do anything. In fact, didn't really have to. They would have been just fine without me.
Fair. But no, I don't I don't see that happening. Like warning signs.
You've never had a fantasy story or game or whatever where there's been like some sign of danger ahead stuck into the ground?
Probably.
I could see it happening.
You're supposed to ignore it, right? Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to ignore it because that's how the fun happens, but...
So the fun happens, exactly.
That's because the people who have the fun happen are...
Mm-hmm. You take a little risk. I would say a monster, I'm not sure this counts as a monster or not, but something that I would like to have in the real world is a bloopy.
Okay.
Money, right?
Okay. You know what? They're adorable.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if I would call them a monster.
Creature, then. Not a monster.
They're spirits.
You know, bloopy frogs are like creatures. I don't know.
Yeah. Of course, they're kind of like rabbits, while the bubble frogs are...
Cool.
Oh gosh, imagine the walking into a random cave and suddenly massive frog.
Things... I could definitely take out one of those. I think I could. They seem pretty vulnerable. They seem pretty weak.
Speaking of size, that
would be my addition.
Speaking of size, of course the Australians are completely fine with spiders bigger than you are. Seriously, those scatolas are...
I don't know about that.
That's what they were saying. I'm just... So those scatolas, especially the ones that are hanging and drop down in Ocarina of Time, those things are as big as adult Link.
I was saying, like, scatolas are scary.
Like, I'm okay with a spider.
Especially the ones in Ocarina of Time. They're huge.
There's a scale here. There's a certain size where you kind of draw the line. If the spider is as big as I am, I am going to have a problem.
Yeah. Just aim for the soft belly. Good.
I think literally
can't believe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the dead hand wasn't on their list.
Dead hand. Yeah, I actually listed dead hands as well. They might not have counted it.
That would be my most terrifying. That would definitely be my most terrifying.
Since it's technically a mini boss, I could see maybe that's why they left it out or didn't think about it. But yes, very much yes. Any undead thing in any of the Zelda games, if you brought it into the real world... First off, I don't care how funny they look in whatever game they're in. If you brought it in the real world, those things would be flipping terrifying.
Would be way more terrifying, exactly.
Like, oh, ha, the skeleton's head came off, the stall child. I'm sorry. That is a headless skeleton still trying to smack your face in. That's terrifying.
I wrote a whole column about this very problem.
Oh, yeah?
But how, like, Ocarina of Time was, like, my first Zelda game, and it gave me nightmares when I played it when I was a kid. I was, like, in kindergarten.
Oh, no.
And the thing that freaked me out the most was the Stell Children. How, like, you know, when you go into Hyrule Field at night, and you kind of get stuck there, and, like, at the very early in the game.
Yeah. I still remember as a kid the first time, because unless you're, like, rolling or something, you miss it. You miss it, and then all of a sudden, what?!
All of a sudden, you're trapped.
Oh,
you can't go anywhere. You have to wait. You have to wait it out.
Yeah.
So,
10-year-old Connor was quite freaking out. So sad.
I spent a lot of time in Kakariko Village, just like hanging out. Just like I don't want to go back out there.
Leave me
alone. Don't make me.
I will spend more time with the chickens than I will with those skeletons.
Yes, just a moment of peace, please.
Cuckoos are literally. I've decided now. Cuckoos are Hyrule's geese. Just how it is.
They're evil.
They are.
And more intelligent than you would think, because they band together. And I do this thing, which is, like, kind of funny, but, like, in Tears of the Kingdom, and I don't know if you can do it in Breath of the Wild. I feel like you can, but you can, like, sort of, like, hit a cuckoo with your sword or whatever, and it'll just, like, occasionally drop an egg.
Really?
Which is, like, an easy way to get eggs. You can just, like, occasionally, you know, once or twice, it'll drop an egg. And I just kept doing it once with the chicken, forgetting that if you do it too many times, you'll get ambushed. And I straight up got ambushed, and I totally deserved it. But it was, like, really funny moment and a stupid moment.
I've heard it more in the other direction, where people have made enemies hit the chicken. And so the chicken starts attacking the monsters. Like, people have been like, okay, can I take a cuckoo and have it go attack Water Blight Ganon or something?
This was in, like, Hateno Village. Just look at me hanging out. Like, zero, like, enemies around. It's really inopportune moment for
them. I think choo-choos would be an excellent addition for the real world, because medicine.
Really?
Yeah. Choo-choos have medicinal purposes built into them.
They do.
You can use that for stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know what they were talking about with Guardians not being scary.
Oh my god.
That those things literally caused an apocalypse.
I know. They're so cute, though.
I'm glad that you think these murder devices are adorable. Cute little
mass destruction inducing. Because, yes, they've killed my horses. Like, I know. They're just awful in a lot of ways.
They've killed my horses. They've killed me more times I can remember. They've murderous. Turned this entire kingdom into a mass grave. But you know what? They're adorable. Yeah,
but
look at these adorable, gigantic terrorist bots.
They're great. Like, if you had one, like, on your side, is what I'm saying. I'm not, like, I would not take on a guardian. I would not be that dumb. But, let's just say you had one on your side that was, like, trained, and it wasn't going to, like, shoot a laser at you.
Well, sure. If I had a Lynel trained, that would be awesome. But that's just not the nature that what we're talking about.
Well, fine. Whatever.
At least when I play Genshin Impact and I have this small, tiny, adorable terrorist, at least the terrorist is cute and on my side. I don't get that in Zelda. I have a gigantic upside-down pot with massive legs that lasers me as soon as it sees me. Doesn't care how cute it is, it's going to blast my face off.
Maybe it could be good, though? I don't know. Maybe I'm
kind of sort. Before, it was more like they were
they turned on us.
They were possessed. They got a new user uploading a virus.
They were possessed by evil. Right. Mm-hmm. That's it. See? So how can you blame that?
I'm not blaming it. I'm simply saying that I'm not expecting this thing to be on my side ever. It has been corrupted by infinite evil. The only thing we can do is kill it.
You just kill it. But they'll just come back, so, you know, whatever. That's a thing, too.
That is a thing. Until they inexplicably vanish at the end of the game.
I know.
But
and I'm actually kind of sad. I kind of miss them.
Yeah, kind of.
Weirdly enough.
I mean, I don't know. This point, kind of the debate, which is scarier, Guardians or Gloomhands? Which is worse? Gloomhands are faster.
Gloomhands are definitely scarier. Faster. I don't want to say more lethal because they're probably equally lethal, but more difficult to, like, avoid. I've yet to defeat one normally. Like, you know how they just, like, kind of combust if you run away? Yeah, that's what I've done.
Oh, okay. Well,
maybe you don't know that because you're not like me. You play the right way.
No, there's no wrong way. Like, I've just blown.
If you run away, they'll just, like, combust. And then you just run back and you collect, like, the item that they drop.
Okay.
It's all good.
No, you see, what happens is you blow them up enough, and then you find out what happens after you've killed them. And and on that ominous note, something for you, Zara, to take a look at in your own time. Kill Gloomhands and find out what happens afterwards.
Listen, I've tried. I think I got, like, how many hands are there? I don't know. 6, 7? I've got, like, 4. And
bomb flowers.
But they respawn or something. Like,
you gotta kill them fast enough.
I'll try.
Get to a spot where they can't.
Make you proud.
I believe in you.
I have, like, 5 hearts.
I believe in you. Get to a spot where they cannot grab you. Altitude, whatever.
Impossible.
Whole bunch of bomb arrows. Blow them all up. And then see what happens after that. If you will
if I'm too close, I'll hurt myself. See?
Well, then don't get too close.
Anyway, I'll try.
I believe in you. You can do it.
No. Struggle. One day, I'll get there.
I believe in you.
I know this.
We all believe in you. And on that note, thank you all so much for being here. We hope you enjoyed your time spending with us discussing Zelda's monsters and how much we may or may not survive their inevitable invasion into our world.
Yeah, it's a great job. Everybody did so good. I enjoyed it all.
Jason,
agree with some of it, you know, disagree with others.
Jason, Zach, Shona, David, thank you all so much for your contributions and your wonderful banter. Zara, doing it right this time. Thank you so much for joining with me today.
No problem.
And thank you all so much for being here with
us. Have a great Halloween.
Enjoy your Halloween, and we will see you next time.